I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. I'm strong to the finish, 'cause I ain't been spinning. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man.
Welcome to SwampSwami.com, sports commentary and more. And today's story, where's the beef? On the golf course, of course. Well, in case you missed last week's return to action at the PGA Tour, much of the talk coming out of Colonial Country Club in Fort Worth centered on one particular golfer. And no, it wasn't the winner. Though Daniel Berger survived a playoff to win his third PGA event, congratulations, the big talk of the week was about the guy who finished tied for third place. The focus of the week in golf seemed to be in providing significant coverage to the PGA Tour's newest cartoon character. Meet Bryson Bluto DeChambeau. The 26-year-old golfer has been quite successful over his 4 years on the PGA Tour. He's already collected 5 wins on the big stage and has played for the United States in both the 2018 Ryder Cup and the 2019 President's Cup. And that's a terrific start for a young golfer. Bryson DeChambeau already had no problem in becoming one of the most recognized golfers on the men's tour. A physics major while at Southern Methodist University in Dallas, Bryson tinkered with his golf clubs and swing in college. Taking a unique scientific approach, he decided that it made more sense if all of his golf irons in his golf bag should be the same length, a 6-iron in his case, instead of having the clubs of slightly increasing length that have always been considered the standard in golf. While standing over the golf ball, you can't tell whether DeChambeau is hitting a wedge to the green or a 4-iron. His stance and setup are identical. Now, I tried one of those sets of irons made by Cobra at a local golf store last year. Though it feels very comfortable when you're holding a long iron, a 4 or 5 iron in your hand, for example, with the shorter shaft, the opposite is true when you're hitting a wedge or 9 iron with the longer than normal shaft. While at SMU, young Bryson DeChambeau put his unique set of one-length-fits-all irons to the test. And he had an incredibly successful career as a college golfer, as he won both the NCAA's individual title and the U.S. Amateur Championship as a senior in 2015. Now that's a feat which has only been accomplished by 4 other golfers, Jack Nicklaus, Tiger Woods, Phil Mickelson, and Ryan Moore. Now that's pretty good company indeed. DeChambeau has worn a unique Ben Hogan-styled golf cap ever since high school, too. Remember, there was another famous golfer who played at SMU wearing a similar styled cap, the late Payne Stewart. So as he entered the PGA Tour back in 2016, Bryson DeChambeau, with his unique golf clubs and knowledge of mathematics and physics, had one of the most unusual resumes on the PGA Tour. Unfortunately, his overly analytical skills on the golf course have led to allegations of slow play. His initial success on the men's golf tour may have helped grow his popularity, but his continued slow play has been called out by many of his fellow PGA Tour professionals. In addition to his unique set of one-length irons, Bryson DeChambeau also tinkered with his putting stroke over the years, too. When he came onto the tour in 2016, he putted standing aside from the ball. This so-called side saddle approach has been utilized by one PGA legend by the name of Sam Snead toward the end of his lengthy career. However, that failed. DeChambeau's inability to sink enough putts early in his professional career led him to another change. He changed his putting stroke to a very uncomfortable-looking one where his left and right arms extend nearly straight down from his left shoulder to the ground. So far this year, Bryson is ranked number 27 in putting on the PGA Tour through last week's Charles Schwab Challenge in Fort Worth. That's pretty good, but there's still room for improvement. Instead, young Bryson DeChambeau has opted for improving another facet of his golf game the past year, and the results have been quite impressive. 1 year ago, in 2019, Bryson DeChambeau ranked number 35 on the PGA Tour in driving distance, with a not-so-shabby 302 yards off the tee. The longest player last year was Cameron Champ, who hit 319 yards on average, and followed by Rory McIlroy at 314 yards per tee shot. This season, Bryson DeChambeau has moved all the way up to number 1 on the PGA Tour with his average driving distance at nearly 324 yards. Now that's an added 22 yards off the tee in just 1 year. So how did he do it? Well, a lot of hard work in the gym and a special diet designed to put on some more weight onto his 6'1" frame. DeChambeau has increased his weight from a rather pedestrian and normal 190 pounds a few years ago and has worked his way up to a beefy 240 pounds today. More impressively, 35 of those added pounds have come during the last year alone. This guy now looks more like an NFL linebacker or tight end than a PGA Tour golfer. Well, last week, Beefy Bryson averaged over 340 yards per drive in Fort Worth, Texas. That's almost 50 yards longer than his average PGA Tour buddies. After the tournament ended, DeChambeau admitted that it was his intention to bomb his tee shots over the corners of Colonial Country Club's many dogleg par 4 holes. He said, "I want to make those obsolete." Mission accomplished, big fella. Though he didn't win the tournament last weekend, DeChambeau's prodigious drives off the tee have put him back into the national sports headlines once again. His new bomb, pitch, and putt philosophy has renewed the calls for immediate changes to reduce the increased distances after technology has already altered the golf balls and golf clubs. Today's golf equipment was already helping average-sized tour players make mincemeat out of classic golf courses such as last week's venue at Colonial Country Club. Most PGA tracks were designed for tee shots of 250 to 275 yards using wooden drivers, less aerodynamic golf balls, steel-shafted clubs instead of those lighter graphite shafts you see these days, and traditional blade type of irons instead of the new cavity-backed irons, being hit by golfers whose physiques were generally considered average. Yeah, sure, there were golfers like Arnold Palmer with his legendary Popeye forearms and hand strength, and Jack Nicklaus, who was an accomplished overall athlete who was physically bigger and stronger than most tour players of his day, who utilized their physical advantages on the golf course. More recently, Tiger Woods' training regimen is legendary, though quite secretive, and Rory McIlroy looks like he could be a distant relative of that Popeye the Sailor. So why shouldn't Bryson DeChambeau be permitted to do the same thing today? Well, guess who's in the field again this weekend at the relatively short and very tight golf course at Hilton Head Island, South Carolina? Yes, Buff Bryson DeChambeau will be there to see if he can take down yet another classic golf course with his newfound power off the tee. As proven again last week, golf still remains a drive for show and putt for dough type of game. But if the scientist of the PGA Tour has his way, Wile E. DeChambeau is just one more gimmick away from improving his putting and outsmarting all of his golfing peers once and for all. In the meantime, it'll be interesting to see how many of the other PGA golfers start hitting the gym a little bit more and learning to like their spinach.
I am what I am. I am Swamp Swami.
Oh, I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. I'm strong to the finish, 'cause I ain't the spinach. I'm Popeye.